My talk is not pertaining to horses. Just want you to know that. But I have sympathy for this little pony. Every time, well, this little donkey, every time I drive by, he lives right out by the interstate between Mitchellville and Altoona. And whenever I go the back roads, I go up over the interstate and over to the left, there's a tan pole building and a tan house. Well, there's two horses and then there's a donkey. And I keep on thinking, man, what's that donkey think whenever he has to look up to the other horses? I wish I could be that tall. So the reason for my talk was I went out to the fair yesterday and just noticed that there were a lot of tall people, and it kind of made me feel really short. So I kind of thought back to that little donkey and how the donkey feels. But maybe the donkey just likes being short. I don't know. And, of course, we've got the big, I believe they're Great Danes, aren't they? They're ginormous dogs. They're almost horse size. You could ride them. And then you got a little tiny puppy. And whenever I look at Great Dane, I'm like, man, that's a big dog. Why do tall people make short people feel so short? And the reverse, I know, could be said, why do short people make me feel so tall? So I know tall people would come back with that. So my talk centers around, I'm sure you can figure it out, Zacchaeus. All right, everybody, let's get this out of our system right now. All the kids. Now, Zacchaeus was a very little man. Very little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Savior he wanted to see. For the Savior he wanted to see. When the Savior looked that way, he looked up on the tree and said, now Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to abide with thee. For I'm going to abide with thee. That's the first time I've ever led a kid's song for my talks. So that was new. Now, we all know, what was Zacchaeus? He was a tax collector. And as being a tax collector, he didn't have a very good reputation. They were known for usually overtaxing people because they could get away with it. So, usually you would think of a person like that as being kind of a selfish or a greedy individual, right? How many of you went out to a grocery store or went out to a dining facility and they automatically charge you a gratuity fee? Now, sometimes if you have eight or more people in a party or whatnot, they'll automatically apply it to your tip. But sometimes when you're there, you're your only person, they offer that you pay them a gratuity. And sometimes you're like, well, you really didn't deserve it. You just picked up that piece of pie and handed it to me. Why would you get a gratuity tip on that? So sometimes you're feeling like you're forced to give more than what you think should be given. And we know Zacchaeus was not really a church-going kind of person. He didn't really care about what people thought about him, or for that fact, what God thought about him before this occurrence here. Do you know anyone who is happy and content and depriving others for their own gain, they're happy they get one up on you. Let's start out with the story here. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. What does this say Zacchaeus was? A poor man? No, he was a wealthy man. He could have possibly used his wealth to bribe people to move out of the way so he could see Jesus. He could have paid for a front row seat almost. No, he goes and finds a tree and climbs the tree. Perhaps this was part of Zacchaeus being selfish. He's like, I'm not going to give of my money to get what I want. I'll just find this tree and I'm going to climb and I don't have to pay anybody for front row viewing here. And here's a picture of Zacchaeus and Jesus looking up at Zacchaeus in the tree. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Not only does Jesus, this man whom news travels fast about Jesus around this time, about Jesus healing people, but here's this man, Jesus, he stops and looks up in this tree, and he sees a man up in this tree. Doesn't ask the man what his name was. He's like, Zacchaeus, come down. And immediately, he comes down. Jesus was given Zacchaeus special attention here. How many of us would have given Zacchaeus attention? How many of us would have known Zacchaeus as a sinner? Zacchaeus as a tax collector. We don't like him. We're not going to pay any attention to him. What's Jesus do? He stops, focuses all of his attention on Zacchaeus and tells him to come down. Jesus is paying attention to this sinner man. I know not many of us would stop and really want to help an IRS agent out, would we? Now, if we didn't know they were an IRS agent and they weren't coming to audit us, we may go along and try to help them if they're broken down or whatnot. But we wouldn't be gung-ho about trying to help a sinner, would we? Let's continue on. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. So here you have people starting to mumble again, mutter amongst themselves, talking bad. Here was a sinner who came down out of the tree. He was excited that Jesus, a man of Jesus' stature, was going to pay attention to him and was going to acknowledge him, this short little man, this sinful little man. What attitude did Zacchaeus have at this moment? Was he scared? Was he sad? I would say he was zealous. He had zeal to know this man supposedly of God, is paying attention to a man of my stature, of a sinful man like I am. Have any of us had such a sinful life where we would feel horrible about ourselves and want a chance to change and repent? Perhaps we can take heart knowing that those who are lost would love to know their sins can be forgiven. And we shouldn't just continue walking. We should be willing to help them. Here's a man that had been wallowing in his sin. Zacchaeus was a rich man, and he didn't mind if he shortchanged other people to get to where he was. He was a dishonest man. But he could sense that Christ was different. So he wanted to see what was different. Do people know that you have such a reputation that they can come to you and seek you out and ask you why you believe what you believe? Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom, though, in order to be willing to reach out and to ask for help. All these people that were around Jesus saw this man, and it irritated them that they saw Jesus was paying attention to him. How many of us want to be accepted among our peers? This display here of disliking would change several people's idea of helping this man to where they would just fall back in line. This could have been a small test for Christ here. He could have went about trying to teach, but he showed that he was there for the sinners. He's not there for the people who are, well, he is there for those people who are healthy spiritually, but he's more in tune to looking for those sinners. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Zacchaeus was so excited that salvation was being offered to him. What did Zacchaeus do? He said, "Hey, I have been a sinful man. I have taken more than what I should have." What's he do? He says, "I will pay back that amount four times to those who I have wronged." How many of us would be willing to pay back four times what we have wronged other people because we're so excited to know that our salvation is true and that it is offered to us? Or how often do we take that for granted? Salvation was much more valuable to Zacchaeus. That is such a true lesson for each and every one of us to remember. Jesus never said anything about giving back, about making amends here. Zacchaeus just automatically did it, because he knew he was wrong and he was sorry for it. Making restitution was not a requirement for Zacchaeus, the salvation, but recognizing the wrong that needed fixing revealed a genuine faith, a genuine zeal he was showing. Christ had convicted Zacchaeus' spirit, and Zacchaeus willingly gave back to correct the wrongs. What's Jesus here say again? Because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. He calls him a son of Abraham. He was perceived as a traitor by the people of Jericho and the Jews in name and Jew in name only. Yet by opening up his heart, to Jesus, he proved to be a covenant son, a Jew willing to go where God had led him. Zacchaeus set aside whatever might get in the way of following obediently. One thing you still lack, sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, "How difficult is it for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." We can assume that Zacchaeus was one of the wealthiest individuals at this time. He gave up his past life. He gave up his sin for this salvation. You may think this person or that person wouldn't be interested in what you have to tell them. You have the message. You have the Bible. Are you willing to go out there and share it with others? Like Christ showed us here to share with a sinful man. Or would you just say, "No, I'm judging that person. He's got a bunch of tattoos. He's not going to be interested in what I have to offer him. He's a sinful man." How would we have treated Zacchaeus? Now we know the Bible tells us right here how difficult it is for a rich man to enter into heaven. But how many of us are rich? How many of us are struggling like other people in other countries do? Are we that rich man that is being spoken of here? We have to have a change of heart. We have to know what is truly important. It says again, what is impossible with man is possible with God. Let's not look at other people and judge them and think, "Oh, they're not going to be interested." Instead, shouldn't we share our message to them? And as he reclined at the table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with the sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners." Christ came for those who were lost. How often do we just associate with those of like faith? We don't venture out to help those who are different from us. We don't want to associate with those lower people. I hope we don't have that kind of attitude. We need to be careful that we aren't like these Pharisees, where we think that we are safe, that we are righteous, that we are following on the path of Christ, that we're safe, that we're going to make it to heaven. Let us not get the attitude of a Pharisee. But let us always be cautious that we don't think of ourselves too highly and get too prideful of our own position and status in life. As I bring this sermon to close, I want us to be very careful, as stated, how we see ourselves. Do we see ourselves as a Pharisee, or are we that Zacchaeus man, that sinful man? Or are we supposed to see that sinful Zacchaeus man and help them? He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes to all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. If you felt that you were doing everything right, or perhaps you have fallen from your walk with Christ, be like Zacchaeus. Have that zeal in you. Be willing to cast away what is holding you back from Christ. What is holding you back from your salvation? Leave what is causing you to stumble. And if you have issues that you need to have addressed before us, if you've fallen away and need to return back to God, we all need to have that example. Someone coming up here and confessing that they have issues. Or if you would like to place membership, or if you are desiring to be baptized, it is at this time that I extend the invitation to you as we stand and sing.